When the creature looked away, relief washed over me. I had apparently been holding my breath, based on the gasps that flooded my lungs.
"Hello, Lucas,"
the voice rang out through the air, though I couldn't tell which of the monsters it came from. The voice was both smooth and raspy, somehow speaking individually and with the power of 100 voices combined.
"We've been expecting you,"
the voice said again. "What are you? What do you want with me?" I called out, my voice echoing in the silence.
"Only to speak,"
the voice said again. I looked away, staring off into the valley of sand. There had to be a way out of here. Maybe if I could escape, I could hide among the dunes until I could figure out what to do.
"I don't recommend that," the voice said. "We wouldn't want to hurt anyone."
The being in the middle gestured backwards, and the other two approached the staked figures. The scorpion monster used its tail to pull the hood off of the first one, revealing the unconscious form of Eliastor. He appeared to be fine, except for one long gash that tore across his forehead. His pale skin was drenched in sweat, and he was slightly trembling.
"Now that you know what is at stake, shall we talk?"
the voice echoed. I nodded, refusing to take my eyes off of my fallen friend.
"We have been watching you," it said. "You are quite intriguing. The bastardized son of the King of Hell, living as a human."
A throaty, garbled chuckle rang through the air around me.
"I wonder what your father would pay to have you given over to him. You're worth more than hell itself."
The gray demon turned, and a new, higher, shriek-like voice rang out.
"Zoras! Lucifer will not forgive us just because we offer this worm to him. We abandon the Horde. He will execute us on sight."
The other demon, Zoras, paused at this.
"Perhaps you are right, Arrakos. If we are to take hell, it will not be as a gift."
Zoras shifted his gaze back to me.
"What are we to do with you, then?"
The bull demon pulled the masks off the remaining bound figures. As I had suspected, the rest of my companions were laying there, each in roughly the same state as Eliastor. My eyes lingered on Hannah. The gash on her forehead glared angrily back at me. What little content was still in my stomach thrashed violently, and I vomited across the sand. The bull demon spoke in a deep, gravelly voice like the earth was folding on itself.
"Ugh, we should just kill him and be done with it. Lucifer can't take him if he's dead."
Zoras hadn't taken his many eyes off of me.
"Death would be easier, wouldn't it? Perhaps I should let you crush his skull, Meridon."
The bull demon, Meridon, looked delighted at the thought.
"You can try," I snarled.